Bill, the NHL draft starts tonight. The Sabres have the second overall pick, and it would be a shock if they took anyone other than Boston University forward Jack Eichel.
Yeah, they're definitely going to take him. Now, the only question, of course, is if he's going to turn pro. He still hasn't said anything. You assume, though, that he's going to turn pro. I mean, he was a dominant college player as a freshman. There is the lure of chasing a national championship. Boston University lost in the national championship game a few months ago. But players of his stature really don't go back to college anymore. And by all accounts, he's ready to step in the NHL right away and maybe even be an impact player. So that's the real intrigue with the number two pick.
The Sabres have another first-round pick, the 21st overall selection. They also have two picks in the second round. What position or players might they be looking at?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they took a goalie with one of those picks. There's some very good goalies in the draft. The Sabres need a goalie of the future, and one of the good ones should be available to them at 21 or in the second round. So, you know, some teams take a goalie every year just because it's such a hard position to develop, and they're kind of a wild card. The Sabres did that last year with the late round pick, but I think this year they're really looking for a goalie of the future, and they'll go with one early. As for the other early picks, Tim Murray said last week that they're going with the best available player. They're not going to try to fill a need. He thinks if you try to fill needs, you just open up another need. So their plan, according to Tim Murray, is just to pick the best guy on their chart.
Usually we see some trade activity taking place during the draft. Do you think we could see some moves from the Sabres on that front?
I think it's very possible you could see the Sabres make a significant trade at the draft or in the days after the draft, the first days of free agency next month. They still have some holes on their roster, most notably goaltender. And Tim Murray hasn't been shy about talking about how he wants to try to get a young backup whose path to being a starter is blocked by a star. So there's some good names out there. Cam Talbot from the Rangers, maybe John Gibson from the Anaheim Ducks, or one of those guys. But I think Tim Murray's going to go hard after one of those guys.
How about some local hockey players who might get drafted this weekend? On your Buffalo Hockey Beat blog, you profiled a couple of possibilities.
Yeah, there should be two local defensemen drafted, probably in the mid-round. There's Dennis Gilbert, who played with Chicago of the United States Hockey League. He had a very strong year. He could be maybe a third or fourth round pick. There's also Youngstown's Joe Ciccone, who also played in the United States Hockey League with Muskegon. Very solid year as well. Could be a fourth or fifth round pick. And so both 18-year-olds, they might not be flashy, but they're sturdy defensemen. Scouts like them. They talk very nicely about them, and they're solid prospects.
All right, we'll see what happens. Bill Hoppe, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Omar.